streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News immigration reporter Camille Montoya-Galvez reports President Trump is planning to use a law from 1798 called the Alien Enemies Act to deport undocumented migrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy. This would allow the government to summarily detain and deport migrants subject to the law without any of the due process protections outlined in U.S. immigration law because they would be treated as enemy aliens.
There's been a reversal from the Senate Democratic leader on the budget bill passed by the House. CBS's Erica Brown explains.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the Republican spending bill a, quote, terrible option, but said the consequences of a government shutdown would be far worse.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people.
The bill needs 8 Senate Democrats to vote for it, and Schumer said each Democrat is, quote, making his or her own decision. The Trump administration is ordered to bring back about 30,000 fired probationary workers.
A federal judge in San Francisco saying the firing of probationary employees at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the Defense Department, USDA, and the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Treasury were all illegal and that those employees should be reinstated.
CBS News Justice correspondent Scott McFarlane. A twister touched down in Southern California's Pico Rivera early in the morning, as CBS News Los Angeles' Jeff Wynn tells us.
The tornado left a mess in George Rodriguez's backyard.
The tables, the chairs, the glass, the umbrella ended out over there. It just blew. I thought it was going to hit the house.
Several cars got banged up as well. A number of people say they're glad the tornado touched down as they were sleeping.
If you'd have been anywhere else, if you'd have been outside, you'd have gotten hurt.
After a scrubbed launch Wednesday, NASA and SpaceX will try again Friday to launch a crew to the International Space Station.
The mission is bringing a new crew and a capsule that will allow for the return of astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams. Space consultant Bill Harwood says an extra day or two isn't that big of a deal.
I doubt one more day is going to upset anybody.
And once the new crew does get there,
they have to show Crew 10 the ins and outs of space station operation before they get in their own Crew Dragon and return to Earth.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he won't seek an open Senate seat in Michigan next year, keeping the door open for a possible White House bid in 2028. The Michigan race now considered wide open. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, like hesitant zone. We have 20 plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action, mystery, comedy, thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently, 46 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the podcast On the Edge, which is available wherever fine podcasts are found. And there's a video blog over on YouTube. Just look up Philip Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R. His blue sky is Itner Philip, I-T-T-N-E-R-P-H-I-L-I-P. Phil, welcome back to the program. I missed you last week. I was on vacation, but
yeah.
So how have the last couple of weeks been there in Ukraine?
Well, you know, ups and downs. A lot of swinging from, you know, cautious optimism to, you know, real deep concerns about losing America's support. And of course, now in the last 48 hours or so, we've got the news coming out of Saudi of a potential ceasefire that's been at least agreed upon by Ukraine, brokered by the U.S., you know, as signing off on it as well. It's now in Russia's, the ball is now in Russia's court. And it, just within the last, I guess, 2 hours or so, during a press conference with the Belarusian president, Vladimir Putin said he would agree to a U.S. brokered ceasefire in principle, but there were issues that needed to be worked out, right. Which basically means in Putin speak, he's going to drag this out.
Yeah, exactly. As long as he can keep bombing the crap out of them. The question is going to be whether this might be enough to provoke Donald Trump to finally, after all, you know, after 3 decades, finally say something negative about Russia, or in this case specifically about Mr. Putin. It seems to have a leash around Mr. Trump's neck, or maybe some other parts of him.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. I mean, he has always been strangely deferential to Putin. I contend that he is compromised by Russia and by the Kremlin in some way, shape, or form. And it could be simply something as easy as he sees the world the same way the Russians do, that they're fellow travelers and they're...
Well, back
their
in the 90s,
idea.
Both of his sons, when he was going through those 6 bankruptcies and no bank would lend him money, both of his sons, you know, publicly said, we have no problem.
Yeah,
we get all the money we need from Russia.
We get our money.
That's right.
But, yeah, and absolutely. And so maybe he just shares the worldview of empires are good.
Yeah.
And let's divvy up the world between the big countries, China, Russia, and America. And then the other countries can kind of fall into their satellite orbit, you know, where the chips may be.
I think that's entirely possible.
I think they certainly seem to in public share that attitude. If there is more behind the scenes that is making Putin's, you know, ability to influence Donald Trump even with a stronger hand, we don't know yet. There are a lot of former Soviet entities, you know, and people and oligarchs circling in Trump's orbit. So it does give one pause for concern. And again, it must be reiterated, this is not a peace deal. This is a ceasefire for 30 days. And we are heading into a period of time, which you as a scholar and somebody who knows this area and your history of this area, we're heading into the Rasputitsa. The Rasputitsa is a period of time that happens when twice a year, basically, going in from an extreme cold into an extreme wet, extreme cold into a more temperate weather. And it just, the ground thaws or the ground is, you know, saturated with you know, water in the case of when we go into autumn.
When I lived in Vermont, coming into Hampshire, spring, we called it mud season.
Yeah, it's just it's stymied, you know, Germany's efforts, Napoleon's efforts. Yep. It makes things very difficult to get around in. So 30 days right now might be pretty advantageous for everybody involved, but we shall see. I still contend, I don't think we're going to see Putin putting his signature on anything for quite some time. The Russian forces are making advances in the territory inside the Russian Federation where Ukraine kind of did an incursion. They are losing ground there, but the Ukrainians are holding strong in the east out in the Donbass, towns that were previously thought to have fallen to Russia. It seems that may have been premature. Ukraine may be regaining some territory there. So things are kind of in flux, and if there's going to be a ceasefire, and this is where the lines are going to be drawn, I think Mr. Putin is probably going to be trying to find soil that he is advantageous to him. He's not going to get it, but he might be able to grab a kilometer here or a kilometer two there.
Now, what I caught from the media yesterday or perhaps the day before when this peace deal was announced and Ukraine's acceptance of it, Zelensky's acceptance of it was announced, was that the United States would pretty much immediately resume intelligence sharing and perhaps even the transshipment of weaponry that is right now stored in Poland to Ukraine. Has that happened? Do we know?
It's my understanding it has. I actually, this advantageous we're talking today because I have a contact, a colonel in the SBU, the Ukraine's Security and Intelligence Services. I've known him for years and years, and he claims to be retired, but folks in that line of work sometimes retirement is a little bit iffy.
Once a spy, always a spy.
Anyhow. Exactly, sort of thing. It's, you know, in the contacts and the training, he is still very well connected. And I had a meeting with him today. According to him, they are not too terribly concerned about their position and their ability to defend if the Russians, you know, don't take up this ceasefire. But if they do, they certainly intend to take advantage of it and you know, sure, try building up stuff. Now, the tap on the intelligence seems to have already been turned back on, which means they'll be able to fire their longer range artillery, although they're currently running low on some of them. In particular, it's my understanding the ATACM system, which can go hundreds of miles deep into Russia. They need more of those. And yet, however, and this won't change in the, you know, the immediate aftermath of the agreement in Jeddah in Saudi, but there's stuff right on the other side of the border, and it'll be getting in here pronto.
Right, so, which all raises,
if nothing else, the Ukrainians are thankful for that.
Yeah, I get it, and that's good news. But it raises another question, which is day before yesterday, I believe it was Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. Came back, returned to the United States from a trip to Ukraine, and said, you know, we really need to help these guys out. It's terrible what's going on there.
And Elon Musk replied to him, you are...
Called him a traitor.
Exactly. This is a guy who, you know, flew 34 combat missions in the Iraq war, the first, you know, the first Gulf War, who has been, you know, a test pilot, has been blasted in outer space four times. I mean, and nobody is questioning Mark Kelly's bravery or patriotism except Elon Musk. This says to me that Elon Musk controlling Starlink, which is the basis, according to Elon Musk, of the Ukraine's, you know, weaponry systems, is a very, very bad and dangerous thing. And now I understand that the French have talked about, they've got apparently satellites that can throw the internet down that compete with Starlink, that the French have been talking about putting 40,000 receivers in place in Ukraine. What's going on with all that?
Again, advantageous that we speak on the day with my meeting with my SBU contact. They're ready for it. I asked him specifically about this question. I said, Musk says that if he switches off Starlink, that the Ukrainian front lines will collapse immediately. And he laughed. I mean, he literally laughed and said, "No, we're prepared. We've got contingency plans."
Well, that's interesting.
He wasn't worried. As a matter of fact, he did. He scoffed at Musk, and he made fun of Musk. Yeah. He said, those Starlinks were great, but the guy's a maniac, and we can't trust him. And so we've been prepping for alternatives for quite some time, and we're ready to go if Mr. Musk wants to turn it off. But, of course, the Polish have already said, hey, we paid for this.
Right.
To which Musk was equally stroppy and childish with the, what was it, the deputy defense minister of Poland, I think it was. Yes. I don't think it was the minister himself. But the man's a child. Anyhow, regardless, the Ukrainians are not terribly afraid about losing Starlink.
Yeah. Well, that's I was not expecting.
They know they're smart
from you.
They're smart.
Yeah, they are, and they're fighting for their lives. I mean, literally.
Yeah, they are, and look, it has to be reiterated also that Putin may not want to go into the ceasefire because he's got this mass mobilization, and his economy is suffering and set on a war economy. He can't just demobilize 1.3 million people. Right. You know, that's the Russian army. You know, he may procrastinate a little bit about this. He may choose the Rasputitsa period of time so he can keep these guys mobilized during the ceasefire. But one of the other biggest concerns that I've heard expressed here is we need to make sure that this thing is monitored to a T. Right. Because the Ukrainians I know are afraid that Russia, given their past experience with Russia, might do a false flag operation, thereby blaming the Ukrainians with the resumption of conflict when they're good and ready to start it up again. So
yeah, if you think
that's a very serious concern here.
Yeah, if you think they wouldn't do that, just ask any Chechen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I was at the apartment buildings in 1999. There's no doubt in my mind that Vladimir Putin killed his own people to get back into a war with Chechnya.
Exactly. Incredible stuff. We just have 30 seconds here, Phil, till we hit this hard break. How's the On the Edge podcast going?
We're going good. I hope people will tune in. We'd like to get more membership up so that we can get the analytics, and the algorithm to promote us more and more. This week we hope to have on Erwin Redliner, who's a wonderful individual who does great work. And he's a wonderful man who does very good work here. And that's not as easy as it used to be with what's happening to USAID and with the current kind of tensions between the U.S.
Let me strongly encourage you to consider putting your podcast on the Substack platform. If you have any, if you need any help doing that, reach out to me.
I will. Thank you, Tom. Okay. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yep. Good talking to you, Phil. Phil Etner. Check out his podcast, On the Edge, and his video blog over on YouTube. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Edner Phillip over on Blue Sky as well. What's Trump's DEI war really all about? Let's talk about that in just a second. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Hey, hey, CB Distillery's VIP sale is on for a few days only. You can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear from CB about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood, focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. They're personally my favorites, and they really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. This deal won't be around for long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's cbdistillery.com. Code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. cbdistillery.com.
In the game of politics, the field's not level. One side's playing dirty, dancing with the devil. Gerrymanders purges, they stack the deck. While the other side plays fair, earns respect. Should Democrats rig the vote, change the game? Fight fire with fire, shed the shame. When justice is blinded and rules are bent, is it time for a new precedent?
I think so. I actually do. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Guess what? You don't matter. This is basically the message that Donald Trump and his administration, from top to bottom, pretty much, are sending to women, to people of color, black people, Hispanics, Native Americans, Asians, and to the queer community. You know, if you're not a straight white man, then the Trump administration doesn't want you. A great article about this in The Guardian by Arwa Madawi, talking about, pointing out, you know, like the Enola Gay got, the pictures got stripped from the Pentagon the other day because it's got the word gay in it. When the passenger jet and the helicopter collided over the Potomac, Donald Trump blamed that on a diversity hire. It turned out a woman was flying the helicopter. Costco and Apple are defending their diversity practices. God bless them. But roughly 20% of the companies in the S&P 100, including Meta, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, Target, and McDonald's have all backed away from DEI. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll just go back to hiring just white men. DEI was not, this is the big lie of the Republicans. DEI was not, as Republicans assert it is, was not put into place so that employers would hire less qualified minorities to replace more qualified white people. It's the opposite of that. DEI was put into place to stop the common practice of hiring less qualified white men when there were more qualified black men or Hispanic men or women of any race or queer people or, you know, Asians or Native Americans available. I mean, it's very simple. DEI is about literally about meritocracy, this word that Elon Musk and all the Republicans just love. It's about let's hire the most qualified person regardless of what their skin looks like or who they love. Let's hire that most qualified person rather than always defaulting to white men. And throughout the Trump administration, we are seeing this over and over and over again, that people of color are being laid off, women are being laid off, white men are being elevated, in large part incompetent white men like we see at the Pentagon. This is not good.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's not good for morale. It's not good for our agencies. It's not good for America. It is not. This is not the country that we have worked so hard to bring about. Let's face it, we're just human. I don't always eat healthy, and you probably don't always eat healthy either. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, gasp, a pizza, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com.
Have you
ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
We turned our backs on what we need. Chased the glitter, fed the greed. From Reagan's rise to Trump's parade, a billionaire kingdom we've remade. Free healthcare, it's just a dream. While yachts glide down a golden stream, we chose the few, forgot the rest. Built this empire of excess. My America chose wealth over well-being. Blind to the pain
minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Hey, if you have any doubt at all that the Republicans are grooming John Fetterman the same way that they groomed Kyrsten Sinema to be, you know, basically a Democrat on their side, and it pains me to say this, but the senator from Oklahoma, I think that's Mark Wayne Mullen, just wore a cowboy hat into the Senate. In defiance of Senate dress code rules, in defense of John Fetterman wearing his shorts and hoodie, which I always thought was weird to begin with, but, say what. But this is, the Republicans are standing up in defense of Fetterman, not the Democrats, or at least in defense of the way that Fetterman dresses. Democrats may have been defending him all along. I'm assuming that they were. This is pretty explicit. By the way, it looks like tomorrow morning at around 8:30 Pacific time, which is 11:30 Eastern time, I will be on CNN debating a conservative talk show host, topics yet unknown. And there's a possibility that our show is going to be carried live on C-SPAN next week or the week after. And I'll be keeping you up to date on that. We're in talks with them right now. That's not a certain thing, though, but we just confirmed the C-SPAN for tomorrow. So, a lot going on. What's on your mind? 36 minutes past the hour. Scott, Newport, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hi. Hey, my partner and I were curious to see what AI would say about Trump being a Russian asset. So we looked at Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI.
Right.
Yesterday, Grok estimated that there's a 75% to 85% chance that Donald Trump is a Russian asset. Given events in the last 2 weeks, that estimation was updated more strongly to be at 85%.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, you know, either he's a Russian asset or, like Phil Wittner said, he and Vladimir Putin just look at the world the same way and he wants to make America into Russia. The effect is pretty
and
much the same for us.
Elon Musk version of AI.
Yeah, I know. It's been trained on X, so it's got a little bit of a Nazi leaning, you know, but incredible. All right, Scott, thanks for the call. Jim in Silverdale, Washington. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you for having me on. I just heard on the radio just everyone talking disparaging information about our current president in power. And I don't agree with everything that's going on, but it sure sounds like music to my ears that we're trying to balance the budget. And
who's talking really about balancing the budget? The Republicans are asking for a $4.5 trillion increase in the debt limit so that they can have their tax cut for billionaires. Nobody's talking about balancing the budget. There's not a single Republican who's even suggested that they want to balance the budget.
Well, they should.
They should. You know, the two last presidents who had balanced budgets were Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. No Republican has even proposed a balanced budget since Ronald Reagan and the two Santa Clauses theory, where they said, you know, when a Republican is in the White House, you spend like a drunken sailor. It'll stimulate the economy. It'll drive up the debt.
And then when a Democrat comes into the White House, you yell and scream and squeal to high heaven about the national debt to try to force them to cut social programs. And the Republicans have been running this thing ever since 1981, Jim, and they're continuing. There are no efforts to, they're firing people in the federal government because they want to loosen up, so instead of having to raise $4.5 trillion, increase the debt ceiling, maybe only raise it by $4 trillion. But it looks like they've only found about $8 billion in actual savings, if you want to call that savings, cutting off food to children, for example, in poor districts, poor school districts. I don't get it.
Well, not all sailors are drunkards, and I appreciate your information. Thanks for putting out the good news, and I like to listen to you.
Okay, well, good. Jim, as a Trump supporter, I appreciate your rational calls. So thank you very much. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I was thinking in some of these states, they may be able to recall some of these Republican congressmen and maybe senators. And there should be a national cry to get rid of all these Republicans. They're not representing the country anymore.
Well, that's interesting. Here in Oregon, we have one Republican member of the House of Representatives. I think recalls have to be in the district, though. And it's a pretty, that part of Oregon is right up against Idaho, as I recall. I mean, it's pretty Republican. Did you have any districts in mind, Mark, where you think it could work?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just wondering if there's provisions in some of these red states, even all over the country. We should be doing a cry to get rid of them all. They're not representing the country anymore. And if you can recall them, that's a way for people to get engaged and get active and get rid of these people. If they're not going to represent us, then why are we even using our taxpayer dollars to pay them? We need to do something about it. This is a way to get rid of, to wake them up.
Sure. Yeah.
They
it's a great idea. The first step, which Democrats are now taking, is to go into these Republican districts and hold town halls to have Democrats do that because Republicans are refusing to talk to their people. But you'd have to look state by state at the rules on pulling back your members of Congress on recalling them. I'm frankly not familiar with exactly what the rules are, even here in Oregon. I do know it varies from state to state, but good idea, Mark. Keep thinking. Thank you. Demetrius in Concord, North Carolina. Hey, Demetrius, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing there, Tom?
Fine. What's up?
Hey, I just want to talk about on the local levels, how the Democratic Party is not supporting. We don't get no support from the national Democratic Party. We're out here on our own. We try to come up, and pretty much what we get from the National Democratic Headquarters is, do y'all best. We are being crushed on a local level, and it affects us nationally. Yeah. We can't get out, and we are flat out getting crushed. And
yeah, it's a real problem, Demetrius. It's the Supreme Court said that unlimited money can play in politics now, and you got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't want to pay taxes, and they're funding the Republican Party like there's no tomorrow, to the tune of billions of dollars, and including all the infrastructure and the media infrastructure and the think tank infrastructure and the on the ground programs and all this other stuff. And then on the Democratic side, there are functionally no Democratic billionaires. I mean, everybody talks about George Soros, of course, but George Soros the amount of money that he puts into politics is chump change. It's pennies compared to kind of money.
We can win, but we just need just a little help for organizing. Yeah. Maybe we can get people to knock on doors, hold a little meetings.
Have you been hanging out with your local Democratic Party? Have you been going to the meetings and things?
I mean, that's what the problem. They shut it down in my county, and it's only they only got an office at the state.
Oh, really? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes.
Well, you reached out to the state office and perhaps volunteered to host one?
My cousin was running for county commissioner, and we reached out, and that's the response we got. Very, very winnable, but we just need a little help. We're getting crushed on the local level.
Sure.
And we get no support from...
Well, you want to give your cousins, if he's got a website for fundraising and for his efforts, you want to pitch on the air?
The election over, she ain't running. She got discouraged, and I'm just saying, It's just very discouraging. And just put it out there to the people. Hey, we got to call these people at the DNC because we're not getting nothing from Chuck Schumer. No leadership from.
No, we need it. We need some good, strong national leadership, and we need a 50-state program back. We need, you know, Howard Dean's old program back. We'll see how it plays out. Demetrius, thanks for the call. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Good morning. You know, people have to realize the quickest way out of this Trumpian night.
Brian, you just vanished. I don't know if you pushed the mute button by accident. There you are. Okay, try it again.
I said the quickest way out of this Trumpian nightmare is for people to vote. And you have to get engaged with your congressman. And I'm always amazed when I hear people mouthing off talking about the government. I'll always stop and ask them, who's your congressman? They don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, 60-80% of Americans don't even know who the representative is in the House.
Correct. And like 90-95% don't know who their state representative is.
Right. And think of it this way. We're 20 months away from the next election. And if Democrats take one House of Congress, Trump will be stopped cold. So that's 200 days approximately.
Yeah.
So people, if you're mad at the government and you're all frustrated with the way things are going, the person to direct your anger and attention to is your representative in the House. Correct. Mine is Melanie Stansberry. She was that young woman that was holding the sign behind Trump at his last speech saying, this is not normal. That's my congressman.
Cool.
All of our federal reps in New Mexico are all Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
But if people don't like the way things are going, you got to start barking at your congressman. And that's the whole problem. I mean, even our political media puts way too much attention on Trump.
Yeah.
And they always have put way too much attention on the president, like he's the king.
Yeah.
That's not how our government
Trump
works.
Trump is a showman.
You have
so here,
to know here, your congressman.
Yeah, and here's the phone number that will get you to the switchboard in Washington, D.C., and you can just, if you don't know who represents you, just say, here's my zip code, and they'll tell you who your congressperson is and connect you. And that's 202-224-3121. Brian, thank you so much. Good words of wisdom.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is planning to invoke a wartime law dating back to 1798 to use in deportations.
We are told by U.S. officials that the targeted group is expected to be suspected members of the Tren de Aragua prison gang, which is comprised mostly of Venezuelan nationals.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will vote for the House-passed budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Democrats have been squeezed. They've been put in this difficult position where they don't necessarily want to shut down the government, but they also don't want to cave to a Republican bill.
The Trump administration is ordered to bring back thousands of fired government workers.
The judge, who was appointed by former President Bill Clinton, noted that the federal law does allow for agencies to engage in a reduction of force, but it requires them to adhere to several requirements to do so, which did not happen in this case.
CBS's Jake Rosen, a second judge, agrees. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out and were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit. Tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and southeast winds, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, first half of the day, we could see one or two showers or storms. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky, breezy wind, highs in the low to mid 70s. Currently 46 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
They were trying to prosecute him years ago. He refused to take his troops to Iraq. Called his lawyer, used the Nuremberg trial, and all that happened was dishonorable discharge. But you have the right still to this day, and I'd like everyone in the military to remember that.
I
won't be prosecuted. You'll really be discharged.
I get it, and I thank you, Jenny, for sharing that. The one, let me just put a codicil on that, or a note, you know, attach a note to it, as it were, and that is that the Judge Advocate General officers
These are attorneys. They're called JAG officers, J-A-G, which Judge Advocate General. Across the various branches of the military, they're the ones who make the determination on a fairly rapid basis about whether a presidential order is legal or not, and whether the military should do what the president says. And Donald Trump has decapitated the JAG Corps. He fired virtually all of the senior JAG officers and is replacing them with political toadies. So you're right, but I'm not sure how long it's going to stand. And that's very, very troubling. But you're absolutely right.
Well, ever since they tried to, they put Gearing up for trial, it's lasted that long.
Yep.
Fort Lewis Soldier, they wanted him to take his troops to Iraq. And it was just a dishonorable discharge, and that was probably 10 years ago.
I remember when that happened. That was about a decade ago. Jenny, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Robert in Greenville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to bring this up. I think Donald Trump and Musk are not the billionaires. They're not as rich as they want everybody to think. Just remember, in 2020, Bernie Madoff's net worth in 2020 was $65 billion. I think neither one of them can stand each other, but they both know what's going on and they're working together because they don't have what none of them ever want to show their books.
Right. Yeah. I get your point, and I agree with the point that. There's a journalist, David K. Johnston, has written about this. He wrote a book about it, in fact, and he frequently talks about it in the media that Trump was a phony billionaire. I think that kind of came to an end in the last 5-6 years because Trump has so successfully monetized becoming president, and his son-in-law got $2 billion out of the Saudis and whatnot. I think Trump actually is a genuine billionaire now, and Musk, of course, is sitting on stock that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars. It's collapsing, the Tesla stock in particular, but it's still trading over 100 times. I said 90 yesterday. I think yesterday was actually 101 or 111 times the P.E. ratio. How long is this going to last? I don't know, Robert. What do you think?
My feelings are that if we don't, we're not going to go much further.
Yeah,
we're going to have to come. We're going to have to do something soon because every day that goes by.
Well, Musk is breaking down every federal agency that was suing or investigating him or his companies. There were 34, as I recall, lawsuits or investigations into Musk companies. It looks. So far, like all of them have been terminated or the agencies have been gutted or the people who are doing the investigations have been fired, although I haven't seen a definite confirmation with that. By the way, and thank you, Robert, for that. I appreciate the call. Right now, the Secretary General of NATO is meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. That's going to be interesting, whether they can get him. It's going to be absolutely fascinating to see if this guy can get Donald Trump to say anything bad about Vladimir Putin. I would bet money that it won't happen, but we'll see.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman
and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Get Native.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the headlines, which are changing hour by hour, and also leave you at the end of the week with a laugh with Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An American Airlines plane carrying 178 people caught fire on the tarmac after an emergency landing at Denver International Airport this past evening, CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The FAA tells CBS News that after American Airlines Flight 1006 had departed from Colorado Springs Airport, the crew reported engine vibrations. After diverting to and landing at Denver's airport and while taxiing to the gate, an engine caught fire. Passenger Ingrid Hibbets.
Everybody's standing up and screaming. I look out the window. And there's flames.
The FAA says they were forced to evacuate by using the slides.
There were no reports of serious injuries. The Senate will vote on the House-passed spending bill before the government otherwise starts running out of money about 23 hours from right now. Some Democrats will vote for it even if they don't like it.
This spending bill will fund the government through September. So it would be a six-month spending bill. But